All right. A couple of folks, two people on the text line, a couple of comments as well. Apparently, Brennan Sorsby, the Cincinnati transfer quarterback, his girlfriend just transferred to Texas Tech to play volleyball. Big NIL deal that she signed. So everyone's putting two and two together that that's where he's going to end up. And I'm thinking, dude, you got an excuse to be single in college again. Go somewhere else.
Split, hey, part ways now while you can.
Your girlfriend's giving you a gift of leaving you and you're going to chase her down in college? You're working this hard to have a girlfriend in college?
A Lubbock?
You're the star quarterback for any school and you're chasing after one?
To go to Lubbock?
Yeah. Well, she's there in Lubbock. That's the problem. He's in Lubbock. He should be going around. There's plenty of good-looking women in Lubbock, Texas. They're not very smart, which is a good thing. Very good thing. I always enjoyed my trips to the plains. It was a good time.
Man, oh, man.
Yeah. All right. So the other bit of Texas football news, and I don't know if you call this news yet, but a very interesting report from our guy, Chip Brown, of course, part of Chip and Zay every afternoon from 2 to 4 here on Texas Sports Unfiltered. He reported that Florida running back Jaden Ball is going to enter the transfer portal when it opens on January 2nd. And he also reported that Texas is very much interested in the Florida running back services.
Wow.
Now, within like an hour of Chip's report coming out, Pete Nakos, who's a national college football insider for On3, came out and posted a story saying that Florida is doing everything that it can to keep Jaden Ball in Gainesville. So nothing's official yet, but Chip reported that Jaden Ball intends to enter, and I think we all know that if Ball does decide to portal, that Texas is going to very much be in the mix.
I would hope so. Like I said, with this coach being here, that would I hope that brings something to the table.
Yeah, definitely. And again, I think it brings other things to the table. I guess you've got sour grapes because they didn't call you about the opening.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, I would just think the guy would know the kid. He's recruited him since he was in high school. He's known him since he was in high school. I think that makes a difference along with the money.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, I think if Jaden Ball does enter the portal, he's going to end up at Texas. Now, Georgia's been linked to him. Ohio State's been linked to him. So there's going to be money involved, as there is with all of these.
Yes, I have never made a call, or I've never asked anybody to make a call to Texas ever. When Mac Brown was there, when I was out of coach, I never asked to come to Texas to coach. I would never do that.
Well, they didn't call you either. They could have done that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's very, those are called mutual.
Mutual?
Yeah. Yes,
mutual that's, out?
Yeah, that's a mutual out.
No, I'd bring that up. I still think Jabbar Jalouk is a very good hire, even if Jaden Ball can't come here. That's why I say that.
He's definitely
a lot of things to the table.
He's got recruiting ties in places that you need to have recruiting ties.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. But man, if Jaden Ball ends up in Austin, I mean, 1,070 yards this season, 5.3 yards a carry, 8 touchdowns, also had 33 catches, 210 yards, and 2 receiving touchdowns this season as well as a second-team All-SEC running back.
That is
a weapon. 6'3", 231, Buck.
Yeah, that's a big weapon, that guy.
Run through you. He can run around you. He can run by you. He can run away from you.
And he doesn't need the doggies up front to do very much for him. He forces his own way through a lot of times.
Yeah, he does. And, you know, I still want those doggies up front.
You don't want those donkeys. You want some doggies. You want some.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be more like dogs. We don't need a bunch of cats in here rolling around.
No.
Coastal Carolina baseball coach once told us. He's
You need dogs for sure.
Yeah, the big ugly dogs up front. That's what we're looking for. But yeah, look, I think if Jaden Ball was on Texas this year, the rushing stats would have been a lot better. But you also need an offensive line to ensure that your running game is going to not just be better, but be good enough to win you a national championship. Like, we'll be talking about this playoff game tonight, Oklahoma and Alabama. It's like one of those teams has to win. Neither of those teams is winning the national championship this year.
I don't think so.
And in large part, it's because they can't run the football. Like they're one dimensional on offense. Oklahoma might be zero dimensional on offense because John Mateer just hasn't been that great since the Texas game. But like, if you want to win a national championship, you got to be able to do that.
Well, if you want to win a rock fight, you can score 24 points and you're probably going to win.
Right. And having a good running game to control the clock, I think really helps with that too. So yeah, that's your Texas trying to get back to that national championship tier in 2026 and making sure the run game resembles, you know, Steve Sarkisian had a 1,000-yard rusher every year before this one. So making sure that you start a new streak of that in 2026, I think is imperative for Texas to get back to the college football playoff semifinal and hopefully beyond that as well.
Yeah, it can't be just good. It needs to be very good this year.
Agreed. Agreed. So new change at the coach. New running back coming in. Jaden Ball is everybody's first choice. Again, hasn't entered the portal yet, but we get our first report from Chip Brown saying that he is expected to enter. And if not, you know, the Texas is still going to be going after somebody. They're going to bring in one impact player.
Yeah, once again, they're indifferent. They don't have to be from the SEC. I mean, they're out there.
Yeah. By the way, the best running back in the portal to this point, a guy who just announced that he was entering yesterday, maybe has the best name of any player in the portal. Hollywood Smothers. I shit you not. Hollywood Smothers has entered the portal. He played at NC State this year, 939 rushing yards, 6 touchdowns. Also had 6 rushing touchdowns for the Wolfpack last year. Started
his career in Oklahoma. Coach didn't get him 1,000. What's wrong with the coach?
There's a lot wrong with NC State football right now, I think. He wasn't at 990. He was at 939.
Come on. Get
him 61 yards away. You were 10 yards away, and you couldn't get Ricky there.
Get that guy that 60 yards. What's up with the coach? You're not paying attention to the stats.
I don't know. Hollywood Smothers, by the way, started his career at Oklahoma, was there for a year, barely played, transferred out, then went to NC State for 2 years. And again, put up some pretty decent numbers. But to this point, again, still pretty early on here, he is the best tailback, and he's got the best name in the Hollywood transfer
Smothers.
Portals. Hollywood Smothers.
Nice.
What a great name. And that's not, I don't think that's a nickname either. You know, like Hollywood Brown.
No, that dude, that was his birth name was Hollywood.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's not. Damn it. I got excited. Dalen Smothers.
Keith.
Dalen.
Dalen, okay.
Dalen Smothers. I got too excited.
Daylate Smothers.
Huh?
Daylate Smothers.
Daylate Smothers. Yeah. Daylate Smothers. So, Jaden Ball, man. I'm excited. Hopefully he gets in the portal. Hopefully he makes that happen. But again, Florida, like right after that, the report came out that the Gators are trying to keep him. I still feel like the Gators have a leg up here. I still ultimately think that Jaden Ball is going to remain in the swamp. I hope I'm wrong. I think that goes without saying.
Well, they better have to find a quarterback to go along with him or he'll get pummeled.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. But if I'm John Summerall, again, John Summerall already pissed a lot of people off by letting DJ Lagway walk. And I don't want to piss my fan base off before I even coach a game.
Yeah, how about that? How about losing those two guys?
Because they're already mad that they couldn't get Lane Kiffin and they had to pivot to another G5 coach. They had to hire somebody else from the Sun Belt. They're already mad about that. And not the Sun Belt, the smaller conference. They're already mad about that. And now he's kicking out the 5-star quarterback and he's also going to lose the best player on the team, the second team all-conference running back. I just have a hard time thinking that John Summerall is that stupid.
He's about to give up some of his contract to keep that guy around.
Whatever it takes. Shit, he should. Because I would not want my own fan base ready to fire me before I even get to my first spring.
I'm losing players, and I haven't even started to coach yet.
Yeah. That'd be stunning. That would be stunning right there. John Summerall, by the way, coaching tomorrow for Tulane. I am so fascinated to see, because this is the first year where we've had like new coaches in the playoff, isn't it? And we've got only one, but also kind of three. Like Tulane's coach, John Summerall, is still coaching the team, but he's also Florida's coach.
Yes.
And then James Madison's coach, Kenny Chesney, is taking the UCLA job, but he's also still Dolly's coach.
Yes, he's still Dolly's coach.
Obviously, you've got Ole Miss with Lane Kiffin, not still at Ole Miss, but all of his offensive assistants are already hired by LSU, but they're coaching at Ole Miss in the playoff game.
Yeah, that's the NCAA paying those other guys. That's a committee paying those other guys to go coach their teams, because we don't want you to get totally destroyed. We don't want Tulane's of the world and these other places to get totally destroyed, because it make us look like fools that we let you in this playoff. It won't matter. It's not going to matter.
That's your conspiracy theory?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They threw it in a couple extra hundred thousands to stay and coach when you should be at your other teams. No, that's not going to help.
The NCAA or the athletic directors on the committee?
The athletic directors on the committee. They gathered some coin. They got some coin for vacations too.
Oh my God. I mean, I love that. I would love for that to be true. That's so outlandish, but I hope
it won't. But it won't matter.
Well, the problem is, I mean, one of these games you've got coaching change versus coaching change.
I know. Right?
Ole Miss and Tulane are playing against each other. So Tulane, I guess, still has its coach for this game, and Ole Miss doesn't. Does that mean you're taking Tulane?
No.
Okay. So no, it's not going to affect things too much.
I'm looking at these underdogs going, wow.
There's some big lines there. 17.5 is the line for Ole Miss against Tulane, and then 20.5 is the line for Oregon against James Madison.
That's the one I fear for the group of James Madison losing their entire team to those guys out there in Oregon. That home game looked the hell out.
Yeah, like I haven't watched a ton of JMU football, but I watched their conference championship game. I think everybody kind of did, because it had, you know, playoff implications.
Yes.
And I wasn't super impressed.
No, that's not going to be fun.
They were in
it's going to be a cool bus ride to the stadium and to see the Ducks fans and stuff, and that's about it.
That home tilt
is going to be ugly.
Yeah, 17-14, James Madison leading Troy going into the fourth quarter of that game.
Yeah.
Ended up pulling away late, but it's like, yeesh. That's what you're going to do against this team. Good luck on the road against that team. Tulane, I think, can be interesting. Tulane, Ole Miss, I think, could be interesting, because not only is Lane Kiffin gone at Ole Miss, their quarterback, Trinidad Chambliss, is talking all about, like, transferring right now. They're doing interviews this week before the game, and they're asking him about his future, and he's just, like, being super cryptic, like Lane Kiffin was.
You get around that guy, you start acting like him.
And it's like, this is my quarterback, my team. We're trying to make a run at a national championship. It's our best year in school history, and I got my coach quitting on us. And I got the quarterback basically saying he's 1 foot out the door. Like, what in the hell is going to happen tomorrow? So I think because of that, Ole Miss clearly a better team. They beat them 45-10 earlier this year, but a lot of things were different for the Rebels back in September. Sure. And they are right now. So I don't think I have the balls to pick a Tulane upset, but I think there's going to be some sweat.
That's a lot of points, though, isn't it?
17.5. That's a lot. So I think, and it's funny, I mean, college football, the two best games are tonight and tomorrow morning, right? You've got the OU-Bama game tonight. You've got the Aggie-Miami game at 11 a.m. because the NFL has two games tomorrow, too. So
we're back to Saturdays.
Yeah, college football is like, we ain't trying to compete with those. We're going to put our good games in these windows and just
– that makes sense.
Y'all are going to be watching the NFL. You don't care about Dolly Madison or – roll wave or high wave or whatever the hell they say.
Roll tide or whatever.
Out there in New Orleans. So it's the storylines for these playoffs. I know people are pissed. I'm still pissed. But it's just very unique. Nothing we've ever seen before, I think, in the history of this sport.
Just never seen this many open jobs in a year before the season, even just after it started.
Right. Yeah. And one of them still open with Michigan. And another one opened up, Ohio. Ohio U opened up. They just fired their coach for cause a couple of days ago.
Can't keep it in his pants.
That guy, rumors about him sleeping with a nursing student, and also rumors about him having alcohol in his desk.
think he had a bottle of Jack, just pulling it out, and somebody walked in and he had that Jack up.
Yeah.
Straight up bottle.
I guess you can't do that. You know, sleeping with the steward.
When you're collecting shot glasses from all the states, yeah, that's probably you probably got it lined up on your wall. That's a problem.
Yeah, it's display, you know?
Right.
It's a cool display. I don't even drink. I don't use them. They just sit up there.
Yeah, sure they do.
I want everybody to know all the cool places I've gotten to visit in my life.
Yeah, it's great job there, Coach.
I'm not a drinker. So,
yeah, these guys don't like their jobs. They don't like it.
That's the real OU right there, Ohio U. Another job that's open, and Michigan's open. And again, if Kalen DeBoer loses tonight, everyone thinks Alabama could be open too. So you're right. Crazy coaching carousel.
Man,
it goes to the point, and it's something that every college football fan has talked about. The calendar makes absolutely no sense. And this is the only sport where this type of shit happens in the middle of the year. And we have to stop pretending that the academic calendar really matters. Sorry to you.
What about the student athlete?
Yeah, the student athlete wants money.
There you go. Student athlete wants to get paid.
Yeah. So we got to stop caring about the academic calendar. Like, you want to transfer midseason, mid-semester? All right, we'll find a way to make it work. We can't have coaches leaving right now. It's the stupidest thing ever. And people having to decide whether or not they're going to play in the playoff or transfer somewhere else, just bonkers to me.
Well, the only time you need to do that is when you have cause and your head coaches are banging students, they got to go, or staff members. That you can't mess around with that. That's just bad for your culture. They have to go.
Well, if you're Michigan, let's see if you can beat Ohio State. If you can, we're not going to tell anybody about this, but you didn't and we missed the playoff. Now let's go ahead and spill the beans on something we've known for the last 3 months.
Yeah, since we've known this since October.
That is the least, oh my God, Michigan. It's pretty unbelievable. That's the least ethical athletic department in the country. And I don't really care.
Now they're investigating the whole department, athletic department.
People care a lot more about class and ethics than I do. I don't have morals. But I think it's absolutely hilarious that Michigan is like, they act like they're high and mighty and doing nothing wrong. And they just... Like most schools, when they have scandals, they try to like distance themselves from the scandals. We want a fresh start. And Michigan is like doubling and tripling and quadrupling down on everything that they do. And it's just
they're having a full investigation into their athletic programs.
They're doing it.
Everybody,
I'm sure they're going to find out a lot because they're investigating their own.
Oh, no, they've got a.
Oh, someone they hired is doing it.
Yeah, somebody hired is doing it.
Someone they're paying is investigating their athletic department. Interesting.
All of it, from the hockey to volleyball, everything.
Yeah, and I'm sure they'll find out a lot. And I'm sure they'll really spill the beans on everything that's been going on there. I'm sure we'll know everything that's happened at Michigan.
You may want to turn your head a little bit to some of it, possibly.
They've been doing that for a long time.
And possibly you've got what you wanted to get. Because the guy's dumb and he just stuck himself right out there for everybody to see.
Right. And I would love if they hired Jesse Minter and they go right back to the cheating well with their next head coach. That'd be the funniest shit ever to me if they do that. All right. We'll take your thoughts on all of that stuff. Again, Jaden Ball expected to enter the transfer portal, according to our guy, Chip Brown. Obviously, great news if you're a Texas fan. He would instantly become the number one running back in the portal. And obviously, Texas in serious need of a number one running back. I will say this. It sounds more and more likely by the day that Trey Wisner will be returning to Austin for his senior season. That is great news. Nice practicing. He's going to play in the bowl game regardless, but I do expect him to say, whether it's before the game or right after the game, that he is going to be back for another season. But again, you still want more help at running back.
No doubt.
Hopefully Texas is able to get Jaden Ball if he does, in fact, enter. All right, more on Coach Boom. We got to talk about that. Obviously, the Bucks gold star locks of the weekend. We'll give our picks for the college football playoff first round as well. But before we get to any of that, Buck, how about a few more sponsor shout-outs?
Say to our friends over at Woods Comfort Systems. They were here yesterday. Travis was here. Came here on time, BK. I had that window, but that window was closed in a hurry, thank goodness, because they said they'd be here between 12 and like 4. Dude was here like 12:15. It was awesome. They got here on time. Travis did all the things he needed to do. He said everything looks good. The filters are good. He had to change a couple little bulbs upstairs in the air conditioning unit. And from that point on, it was fantastic. folks, they've been doing it for close to 70 years in Central Texas, air conditioning, heating, and now they do plumbing. So if you got problems with your plumbing, trust that Woods Comfort Systems will get that done. They did a fantastic job for me. I got a feeling that all of a sudden that air conditioning is going to kick back on here over the next couple of days, because it's supposed to be a beauty here leading into Christmas. So trust in the people that we trust, and that's Woods Comfort Systems. Nobody does it better.
Nobody does it better. WoodsComfortSystems.com for more information. You see those yellow and blue trucks driving all around Central Texas. They're always hard at work taking care of you.
They're fixing your problems.
Fixing your problems, yeah. Lay off the Taco Bell, everybody.
Yeah.
Hey, digestive problems, if you have it, drink some Olipop. The for best sure. soda in the world, but it's also soda that's good for you. It tastes great. Tastes just like the soda you've been sipping on for years, but it's got added health benefits, including 9 grams of fiber in every single can. There's prebiotics. There's plant fibers. There's botanicals, ingredients that support your digestive health. So every time you drink a can of Olipop, you're supporting your taste buds. Tastes great. Every time you drink a can of Olipop, you're also supporting your gut and you're regulating yourself. We're going to be eating like crap this holiday season. We all do. Drink better with Olipop. 20 different flavors to choose from, available all over the world at this point. H-E-B, Walmart, Target, Whole Foods, Costco, wherever you buy your groceries. Get it at convenience stores. They even sell it at Starbucks. You don't need to be paying $6 for a coffee. Get you some Olipop. Instead, next time you shop, make sure you shop Olipop.
Yeah, I made a crucial error yesterday, and I'll make up for that today. I was looking for a burger. It was late in the afternoon, and I was in between trying to do lunch and what I was going to do for dinner, because I wanted a sandwich for dinner. And I made a mistake. I went to H-E-B and got one of their sandwiches, the wrap sandwiches. It was horrible.
Really?
But before that, on the way after H-E-B, on the ride home, I thought I was going to just dip into some fries at Mickey D's, just grab a little thing of fries. But I went over and ordered a chicken sandwich, not a crispy chicken sandwich, but a chicken sandwich from those folks. I ordered it at the counter. It took 35 minutes before they got it ordered to me.
No way.
Yeah, you know, everything is online there. You know, they got phones right there to place an order there. You know, I just went up to the counter to the lady. Dude, it was 30. I was like starving. I was getting ready to go in the car and open up the sandwich I got from H-E-B. Bad mistake on my part. And I know Hat Creek's not near it, but I should have gone to Hat Creek Burger during the day and had that double that I was looking for at Hat Creek Burger. Don't make the mistake that I did. Oh. Don't sit around waiting, you know. And the line of cars that were there, and this time of the year, the lineup for these places, you get behind somebody that's behind somebody that's behind somebody, it is miserable. And so I said, forget it. I'll just pull in. I thought I'd pull in, run in the counter. That'll be quick. How wrong was I?
So was it packed inside too?
Dude, there was about 6 people only there. That was it.
But were they all waiting for their food? Like, could you tell?
There was a couple that waited, you know, and at this time of the year, dad's not going there to get himself something. Dad's got grocery bags worth of stuff, taking it back to the kids, the whole neighborhood. It was like, I saw a guy coming out like this. Like, what am I doing? The one lady even said, what, did they forget about you? I said, hey, I only ordered a chicken sandwich and some fries.
God.
And a McFlurry.
Was it cold when you got it?
No, it was okay.
Okay.
It was okay because I was like last on the list probably.
Yeah, so it wasn't just sitting around. It was like they just were waiting forever to start heating up your food?
They had to take care of the people in the car line, it looked like, before they did at the counter. I thought counter service was going to be good. I made a mistake. I should have gone to Hat Creek Burger.
Yeah.
And you should too.
You could have driven to the league. You could have driven to Hat Creek. You could have driven to Cabo Bob's. You could have driven to Cover 3. Like all of our great restaurant partners.
But it's the problem. The problem is that I'm on 71 and I've got, and I'm don't go to the one where you live down there in that area where I used to live. I bypass that one at any chance I can get. And I thought this is a quick stop. I've got what I want for dinner. I just need a little snack. And my snack was going to be those fries. And they were okay. Nothing wrong with those fries.
Grilled chicken sandwich?
Yeah, just grilled chicken sandwich. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
It was okay, but.
That's a bad order. I'll be getting grilled stuff. Don't be trying to be healthy when you're going to McDonald's. Get you the fried stuff.
I got the McFlurry that people say, that's not real ice cream. I did do the McFlurry.
The machine was working?
It was working, yeah.
That's the biggest shock of this entire story.
And more people coming out with little cones. you know?
Oh, yeah, those soft serve cones, man. They used to be like a dollar for those.
Oh, dude, I tore up that McFlurry. As a matter of fact, I didn't finish that sandwich or those fries, but I did finish that McFlurry.
So you got a crappy HEB pre-made sandwich.
Oh.
What was that sandwich or wrap?
It had some avocado in there smashed up because I don't know how long the sandwich sat there, but it was a turkey and cheese with some avocado smash. I thought I was going to do a little healthy, you know, nice sandwich, good bread. And I opened it up, took a bite. I took two bites out of it. My wife looked at me. I slammed it back on the plate and threw it in the trash. Mm. Now, I do get, you know what I do? I'll say this for my local HEBs. I do like they have clam chowder and they have corn chowder. It's in a container. Delicious.
Getting clam chowder from HEB?
Delicious.
Where are those clams from? Lake Austin?
No, they're not. They're from, that's shipped in from Maine, sort of like the McDonald's filet of fish. Okay. I didn't get, how about this? I didn't get it the filet of fish, though.
That's not the season, right? You only wait for the lentil season.
Yeah, I don't eat that during the regulation times, only during the lentil season.
Yeah, that's, I'm
sorry.
During
regulation, no. During regulation, no.
That's a rough go. You had a rough go at food.
Well, I'll just say this. Everything's packed now.
Of course.
And if you do something at 3 o'clock, it's like, you had better be prepared to wait for everything.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not good at waiting for food.
No one's paid.
My stomach says you can eat a lot of things.
Well, the annoying part of your situation is you were at a fast food restaurant.
Yes.
It has fast in the name. So you're thinking it's going to be pretty fast. Like, I'm going here versus a sit down spot so I can get my food quickly and scarf it down.
And there's only a couple people at the counter. I'm thinking this ought to be quick. I didn't know I went to like the back of the line of the drive through people.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's brutal.
Mom and dad was in there. I mean, old couple in there just eating theirs. And the lady said, did they forget about you? You've been here a while. I'm like, yeah, let me go slide closer to the counter.
Yeah. Our guy Jason says clams from the San Antonio River Walk. Oh. That's probably where they're coming in from right there, sir. Being shipped from the Alamo City straight up I-35.
No, but I am going to Hat Creek today. I got no excuse for not going to Hat Creek Burger and get myself. Hey, I'm going to get a milkshake, go on top of that McFlurry.
Treat yourself. It's Friday. Come on.
Yeah, see how that works out.
Holiday season, Friday.
Let's
go.
A lot of these places have these peppermint shakes now. You know that.
Of course.
For the holiday. I've never been a peppermint shake, just like I don't need a St. Patty's Day shake that's green. I don't play all those games.
You don't play all those games.
No.
You know what you should have done yesterday? Like you said, they've got those big tablets at McDonald's now where you can order.
So you wrote F you in there.
You've done that. Or you should have done that.
The mail's got to be here. Everybody see that? Gap control. Everybody just do your job. You understand that?
Should I do that to the phone?
You should have gone on that rant, just busted the tablet. Said, everybody back there, just do your job. You understand that?
Yeah, you're right.
In honor of Coach Boone being brought back to Austin, you should have done that to the McDonald's workers yesterday.
Yeah, by the way, those people working hard because that line was long. There wasn't a lot of talking. There was a lot of English, Spanish, French back there. It was going on. They were on the move.
I didn't realize McDonald's was international cuisine now.
Oh my goodness. They were working hard back there.
Whipping up some great pasta dishes.
Yeah, like I said, when I did a deal, I had said that I can be a fast food server, no problem. And somebody wanted to test me up in Leander, and I went up there to a Burger King there and worked just for a bit.
Yeah.
And, dude, I got yelled at by the manager. I got yelled at, hey, funny guy, I want my food. It was like somebody just came and said, hey, funny guy, can you get this order up?
Were you doing bits on the drive-thru?
Oh, no, I was in the drive-thru. I was in the back doing they show me how to make the burgers and get that down. And the guy goes, hey, I'm just ordering, the Whopper. Can you get going? Quit being funny and get my Whopper out here. Oh. People are impatient, man.
Called you funny guy.
Yeah, call me funny guy.
I really think, very, very sidebar here to the sports convo, but I really think that everybody should have to work one day as a fast food worker.
Oh, my God. You will be exhausted.
In high school, one summer I worked at a place called Bahama Bucks. It's like a snow cone smoothie shop, but it's like, it's a big place. It's not like you're in a snow cone stand where it's tiny. It's like a pretty big brick and mortar, the size of a McDonald's, honestly, like the size of a normal fast food. And it had a drive-through, and it was tough, dude. And the place had just opened. It was summer in Dallas. It was hot. Everybody wants snow cones. Everybody wants smoothies, whatever. There's a bunch of kids running around. Everyone's in a bad mood because it's hot. And everybody would get yelled at. Things would go wrong. And that just totally changed my perspective. Not that I was ever an a-hole to those workers beforehand, but it's like, I am never going to like lose my mind on these people because it is not easy work.
Well, that's kind of what I saw from behind the counter was people just hustling. And yeah. I was like, yeah, I'm here. I'm not going anywhere. I'll take the fries and the chicken sandwich and the McFlurry. I'm not going to complain that this is totally bullshit and it's taking too long, but it was.
You can ask. You can go up and just be like, hey, I ordered a while ago. Just making sure you didn't forget about me. Like
I wanted to say to the lady at the counter, don't you work with the people at the counter? Why are you running all over the place? Serve the people at the counter. I didn't use the McDonald's app.
You would have gotten your food spat on if you.
No, see, we don't do that. Those things, those are myths. That's not true.
This is what I wanted to do at times when I was working the drive-through at Bahama Bucks back in the day. I never did, but it's, you know, something that maybe crossed my mind a time or two with some of the obnoxious customers that we had rolling in there. Pop.
I mean, really, she took her 22 out and shot
at the car. No injuries, thankfully.
No injuries, thank goodness.
So we can play that video and get a laugh at it.
But she lost her job. Yes, she lost her job.
Be careful with the way you treat your
drive-through
restaurant workers. Yeah.
Yeah.
You never know.
Tip them. Tip them well. This is their time to get tipped well.
You don't need to tip the drive-thru people.
No, you don't need to do that.
Your wait staff, waitresses, waiters, bartenders.
Barista. Some baristas that are on strike.
No, until they get back to work, they're not getting tipped.
Yeah, no kidding.
I'm not paying them to not work. Sorry about that. Retail people too. Yeah, it's busy. And the people who are working, trying to take care of you, they're working hard to try to take care of you. So
they're trying to take care of you and they're trying to take care of their family. So treat them well.
Amen. Amen. Well said. You don't need to coach boom everything.
No.
We're not coaching up the Texas defense. Dude, I'm going to spend this entire weekend watching Coach Boom highlights, like Texas from 2008 to 2010. I'm just going to watch those defenses and I'm just going to watch like every press conference and every like clip of Coach Boom that I could find. I'm back in my feels. I'm back in my high school days, man.
You're that's feeling it? Again.
Yeah. It's awesome. I'm so excited that he is back. And again,
I'm not calling it a risky move. I'm calling it a move that the head coach feels is for the betterment. When things aren't clicking, you got to move. You got to make your decisions and go.
I think both things can be true. It's definitely a risky move, but it's, again, Steve Sarkisian said it in his statement, and I think we'll hear him reiterate that in front of a microphone later this morning, that he feels like it is the best move for his team to make right now. And again, he can't beat Georgia. Like, this team has not found a way to beat Georgia yet. So what is Georgia? I can't, if this doesn't work, I can't say I won't fault Sark. I will fault Sark if this doesn't work. But he is trying to find a way to beat Georgia, because he knows, Buck, you and I have talked about it ad nauseum. If this team's going to win championships in the SEC or in the country, they are going to have to beat Georgia eventually, more than likely.
You're right.
Obviously, Ohio State is there too, but Georgia's the team in your own backyard. You got to deal with them more often. Once you play Ohio State next year, who knows when you're going to see them again. So, like, trying to emulate what they do, trying to poach from their staff, those are things to me that make sense.
Anything you can get that's an advantage to you, you have to do against them. Right. Anything.
I will respect – again, I wish he was making the change on offense too, but I will respect him for not just saying, no, eventually I think this thing is going to work with all of the guys that we have here. He is going out on a limb, a not-so-sturdy limb, and saying, no, I'm going to take this risk. I'm going to take this chance because I think it's going to pay off. Hopefully he's right.
Yeah, well, it'd be interesting to see one and to the nitty gritty. Did PK, did he want out? How bad did he want out at the end, too?
I think if he really wanted out, this would have been handled differently. Like, I think within 5 minutes of this announcement happening, we would have heard that PK is going to
get a job. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. He already has a place to go.
Going to USC. So again, the rumors that he wanted to get back closer to the West Coast, that makes sense. I'd buy into that. Sure. But again, I don't think this was a, like Pete Kwiatkowski going to Steve Sarkisian saying, I would like you to find somebody to replace me, please.
Right.
Kind of thing. But again, PK is going to land on his feet, and he's a great defensive mind. So I think whoever hires him is going to be very happy with what they get. Now we'll see if Texas can upgrade. We'll see if the Texas defense can get better. And this philosophy change of being more physical, being more aggressive on the back end, is that going to help take the Texas defense over the top?
Yes.
The intensity that you get with Will Muschamp, the edge with the program. Like, talk to guys who coached under Will Muschamp. Played under Will Muschamp, maybe coached under him too. They said that intensity, that edge wasn't there before he got there in 2008. And I don't know if that intensity and that edge has been there with the Texas defense since then too. Yeah, it's just not PK's style of who he is. He's still a great defensive mind. I don't want to say anything bad about him from that standpoint.
Georgia does everything with an edge.
But you get that intensity, that edge from Coach Boom, and Georgia does everything with an edge too. Obviously, Kirby's he always has an edge. Guy lives on the edge.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I'm excited to see what happens. We'll see it, I guess, in 12 days. Well, wow. I think we'll get confirmation from Sark today that Muschamp's going to coach the bowl game. And then, obviously, I mean, you shouldn't put too much stock into that game either way. But next year is when it will all begin.
Because we don't care about the bowl game.
Well, if we win.
We do care. Yeah. We beat Michigan.
We're really good. We beat a 9-3 Michigan team that almost made the playoff. Of course we care.
If we lose,
then Michigan's going to say, it's not just the SEC. Michigan's going to be like, we didn't have a coach and this, that, and the other. It's just how it works when you're like one of these major blue blood or just power conference teams that just misses the playoff.
Oh, yeah, we didn't care.
You've got that instant excuse of we didn't care. We've heard it against us. I mean, Georgia, speaking of Georgia, that Sugar Bowl, 2018, we didn't want to be there. We didn't care about that game. So now I guess turnabout is fair play.
All right, let me make you some money.
All right, let's get to the Bucks Gold Star Locks of the weekend. We've got the playoff getting going tonight. Full slate of NFL games. God, what an NFL game last night. We could give a few thoughts on that in a moment. But Buck, currently quick update, and I'll shut up and let you go. You are up 25,000 units on the season. So you're pretty close to even money right now. This is a big week to make sure the folks get some last minute spending cash for Christmas. What do you got? Right.
Well, I'll start you off by giving you University of Oklahoma for 50,000 units.
Oh.
Yeah, that's hard to do, but I mean, watching Alabama the last couple of weeks has just been awful to watch.
Yeah, I'm not going
to. Once again, that'll be their, you'll get their victory. You know, in a playoff, and then they'll be out of there too. It's not like they won't be exiting stage left quick enough anyhow.
Yeah, Oklahoma trying to become the first team since 1893 to beat Alabama twice in the same season. It was the world famous Birmingham Athletic Club that did that in 1893. They beat Alabama 4-0 and 10-8.
Nice.
How do you get four?
Hey, you may have that. You may have that tonight.
You might get a 10-8 game tonight. Yeah, all right. Sure. You're on the Sooners. Hopefully you're not rooting for them at least.
No, I'm on the Sooners, but I'm not rooting for anything good for them. Okay. And then, of course, I am rooting for Texas A&M for 100,000 units over Miami.
The two biggest rivals. Look, I hope you put a hex on them. I hope you miss both of those bets.
I'm not going to miss that.
Credit you.
The only thing I'm hearing about and that you hear about on all these sporting media events is how dumb the damn coach is at Miami. They don't even talk about the team not being that good. They talk about in big games, this guy will fold over.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he's not been a great big game coach. I don't know about Mike Elko in this spot. This is the biggest game he's ever coached in. The Texas game was the biggest game he had ever coached in before this one. And oops.
He's lost two of those.
Grind. Gravy, rolls, ice cream. Whatever we decided the A&M slogan was. That line's been going down, by the way. It was 3.5 yesterday. It's just at 3 right now. So
that's good. I'll take it for 100,000 units.
Okay.
I'm also going to take the Ducks for 50,000 units.
Oregon minus 20.5.
I don't care.
Against Dolly Madison, our founding mother.
Yes, we will take that.
Okay.
And then I'm going to put another 50,000 units on the team that I, this time of the year, always folds up their tent, and that would be NC State. They're playing.
There we go. I was hoping you were going to bet on some of these other bowl games going
Memphis,
on.
They're going to beat Memphis.
That game is today at 1:30.
Yes, I'll take 50,000 units on NC State.
There's also a bowl game starting at 10 a.m. today.
Oh, my God. That's not where is that at? It's not the Pinstripe Bowl.
That is the Myrtle Beach Bowl.
Gosh.
All right, NC State in the Union Home Mortgage Gasparilla Bowl. They are minus 3.5 against Memphis.
I'll take NC State for 50,000 units.
Okay.
And now I'm ready to go ahead and go to the NFL, where I'll take 100,000 units on the Bears over the Packers. Yeah, that's right. The Bears.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm fine.
What's? Are you sick? You're betting on the Bears? The Bears still suck. That's your favorite song.
No, the Bears don't suck.
All right, minus 1.5. In Chicago, the Bears are favored. Yes. And Michael Parsons, obviously, for Green Bay.
Who is that? I wrote something down, but I can't read my own handwriting. Who is that that's playing the Giants?
Who is playing the Giants this weekend? That is your Minnesota Vikings. Your own team.
Yeah, okay. I couldn't even write that down. I wrote Vikings. It looks like Valley. I will take my Vikings for another 100,000 units over the Giants.
Okay. Minnesota is a 2.5-point road favorite there.
I'll take another 100,000 unit play on Denver at home versus the fake Jaguars. That'll come to an end this weekend.
Yeah, it's a fun one. Obviously, Texans fans are going to be locked in on that. Those games are at the same time. Houston playing host to Vegas. Texans are giant favorites. They should win that. The Broncos 3-point favorites against Jacksonville. The teams will be tied for first place if Houston wins and the Jags lose in Denver.
Yeah, and I'll take 50,000 on Houston, too, over the Raiders. That thing is huge. That's 14.5.
14.5.
There may not be enough for that one.
Shouldn't be enough for that one. Geno.
All the second teamers will be playing for the Texans on
defense. How in the hell is Geno Smith going to move the ball against that group?
I don't know.
That group has made really – they sacked Josh Allen 8 times. That guy's one of the best players in the world. How is Geno Smith going to keep that game close?
But that team that he has, they're not going to. That one's going to be in the high 30s.
Okay. Yeah. The total is 37.5. So that's very low for an NFL game. That's telling you that, like, I think the Texans are going to win like 28-3 or something.
Shutout.
Yeah, it could happen. Honestly, it wouldn't surprise me if we do get a shutout Sunday.
That's all I need to do right there. That'll get you going until next week.
Okay, that is 600,000 units you have on the line.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to give people 500,000 units before it's all said and done here.
You got 8 games on the slate. Again, up 25K right now, so a lot can swing. A lot can swing this weekend.
Yes, indeed.
With what you do. All right, I like that. No pick on the Tulane Ole Miss game. Does that mean you think that's going to be a toss-up?
I don't think it's going to be a toss-up, but that's like 17.5, is it not?
It is.
They've played already once.
Yep.
My team's playing a team for a second time like this.
I'm going to take a lot of underdogs, which is a bad idea. I mean, we have 1 year sample size of a 12-team college football playoff, and the 4 first-round games that we got.
At home teams?
Blowouts.
Yes.
Like home team blowouts, easy covers.
Averaged by 14 or more points.
Right. Like the Texas-Clemson game was kind of the closest game.
Yes.
I think at the end, final score, the Indiana-Notre Dame game was the closest. But like all covers, all kind of blowouts in round one. I don't think I'm going with the dogs this year. think I'm taking Alabama in Norman tonight. I'm taking Miami in College Station tonight. I'm taking Tulane to cover. I don't have the cajones to take Tulane to upset Ole Miss.
No.
I'm not taking Kenny Chesney and Dolly Madison to cover against Oregon.
No.
I don't think Oregon's all that good either. Going across the country for that game, I don't think it's going to happen. I think that one will get pretty ugly pretty quickly.
Your players will be looking up in the stands going, oh, my God, this place is awesome.
Yeah.
Do we have to play? Can we just stand here and just watch the clock tick?
If we do, we could get some really compelling quarterfinal matchups, right? Like as long as Tulane or Dolly Madison don't win, I mean, we're going to have OU or Bama against Indiana. We're going to have the winner of Miami A&M against Ohio State. We're going to have Ole Miss taking on Georgia, and we'll have Oregon taking on Texas Tech. So those are four pretty heavyweight matchups right there.
Well, I love to see OU and Indiana, and that's a battle right there for a while. I just think Indiana will have too much offense for that OU's defense, and OU will have nothing for their defense.
Yeah, that defense is pretty salty. I keep waiting for the other shoe to drop for Indiana, but I've kind of been waiting on that for a long time.
Yeah.
We all have. So we'll see. Obviously, another thing that we'll have to think about is the four teams who had first round byes last year all lost their first playoff game. Again, the format was different. Boise State and Arizona State were two of those teams that had first round byes. But, the one seed Oregon lost, the two seed Georgia lost last year, too. So it's, we'll see. The rest versus rust debate will be put to the test when we get to New Year's, when all of those games take place.
But the Horns are practicing. They're getting that practice. They're ready for the bowl game. They're ready for all the Cheez-Its, boxes of Cheez-Its they can get.
Ready for all the Cheez-Its. Yep, 12 days away from the Cheez-It Citrus Bowl in Orlando. We'll talk way more about that game next week and the week after, I guess. Still have a full week that's going to pass before that game actually happens.
Again, I think it's a great opportunity for Texas coaches that look to the portal, and some of these guys that will be getting the hell out of Michigan right after this bowl game when the portal, the transfer portal opens up. Not all of them are staying. They don't have a coach.
No, they don't. And again, if OU does win, I'm not rooting for this because I never root for Oklahoma. So I'll just say, if you like chaos in college football, if you've enjoyed this coaching carousel and all of the madness that's happened these last few months, you're rooting for Oklahoma to blow out Alabama.
Oh, my God. Yeah, to beat them by two touchdowns.
Because then Bama fans are going to be like, hey, Kalen, we'll pack your bags if you are thinking about Michigan. And I don't think that would detract Michigan from wanting to hire Kalen DeBoer.
They jump at that opportunity.
I still think he's their top choice. But if Alabama does
jump at that opportunity, if that happens to his team.
If Alabama does win tonight, I think Michigan has to move on. I don't think they can wait until Alabama's next game would be January 1st. The portal opens up January 2nd. I don't think they can wait that long. And again, 2 years ago when they wanted to hire DeBoer from Michigan, they weren't willing to wait that long. So then Nick Saban announced his retirement after the playoff, and obviously that's when DeBoer took over in Tuscaloosa. But yeah, if you want that chaos, man, you're rooting for a Sooner beatdown this evening.
Yeah, you'll get the chaos if that happens, I believe.
And then what the hell does Alabama do?
Lane can't get out of his deal, maybe, but he'll try.
Sark might be getting another extension here at Texas.
Yeah, that's true.
That's going to piss a lot of people off.
Yes, it would.
Lane Kiffin might already be getting a raise at LSU. Hadn't even coached a game yet. Oh, my God. And here we go again with Alabama looking for another coach.
That's hard to believe they're just looking for coaches at Bama.
I know. I don't think they are, but again, I don't think they fired DeBoer even if they do lose tonight. If he leaves on his own, though, they're going to have to look for a new coach. They won't have a choice. So crazy.
Yeah. Once again, for me with him, I just don't see that guy running. But sometimes it's better to run than to get thrown out,
Right. LSU, Michigan, Alabama, Penn State, Florida, all in the same
year.
All in the same year. Marcus Freeman, the Vegas favorite right now to be the head coach of the New York Giants. If he leaves, Notre Dame could open up too.
Yeah, what a mess.
Woo. Wild. Wild, way, wild, wild.
Florida State is just living on a thread. That dude is.
Florida State's poor. They don't want that dude. That job should have been open. They just can't afford to fire him. They got to wait another year and just know they're going to suck.
Gather some money.
Maybe they'll beat Alabama again. They play them to open up the year one more time.
They just don't have any cash to get rid of the dude.
They can't afford to pay him. That's like the only reason that he's still there. Wow. They can't afford to pay him, which is crazy to me. Because I think Florida State, you know, is some massive university with, I know they don't have Texas money, but I figured they have like Florida. I don't know. I figured they had enough money to get rid of that guy. And you're seeing all these buyouts getting paid. I figured Florida State could do that too, but they ain't doing it. They ain't got no money. Yeah. They're broke. They're crying and broke. Oh, man. Cowboys Chargers, by the way, Buck, Sunday at noon. Cowboys can still make the playoffs.
No, they really can't make the playoffs.
So the Cowboys could be eliminated from playoff contention tomorrow because the Eagles and Packers both play. The only chance the Cowboys have to get into the playoffs, they need to win out, and they need both of those teams to lose out. So right. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. But I think the Cowboys, yeah, their fate might be sealed by the time they take the field Sunday at noon against the Chargers. So
and you should get quite the effort for them.
What's their motivation like on Sunday? Dallas is favored in that game, by the way. 1.5. Coming off that embarrassing loss to your Vikings on Monday.
Yes, don't forget that. Vikings are coming on now. Put a little JJ right now.
Coming on who?
This will be an okay team. They're going to be all right with this dude.
Okay, in the future?
In the future, I think they're going to be okay.
They're 6-8 right now.
Although Sam Darnold is still – pretty good with Seattle. That was a hell of a game last night.
Holy shit. Maybe the game of the year in the NFL.
It was something.
Awesome. And shout out to the Seahawks and their coach, Mike McDonald, for making the move to go for two in overtime instead of playing for the tie. Talk about fortune favors the bold. That's been a big theme of today's show with Sark making the big move, the bold move that he made. A lot of coaches in that spot are like, let's just kick the extra point. Let's go for the tie. And Mike McDonald, knowing that he probably would have been criticized a lot if they did not convert.
Right.
Goes for two in overtime. They get it. Seattle down 16 in the fourth quarter. Come back and beat the LA Rams. Now the Seahawks on the fast track to the number one seed in the NFL.
Yes.
Pretty impressive.
I still like the Rams as the best team.
I did too. But now, and look, it's not over yet. The Seahawks have to win their last two games. And they've got, I think, some tough games. I wrote it down somewhere. They've got to play at Carolina and at San Francisco.
Carolina's playing better.
Yeah. And they're in a playoff race right now because their division's so bad. San Francisco will be too. They're looking for a wild card spot.
Yep.
Rams are at Atlanta and they host Arizona. So two bad teams. So I think the Rams are going to go 2-0. I don't know all the tiebreaker rules. Right now, the Seahawks have a one game better record. So if they take care of their business, it's not going to matter. But yeah, for the Rams, Buck. It's the stupid rule in the NFL. It's the worst rule they have. They could have the second best record in the NFC, and they're going to have to play all their playoff games on the road.
How about that?
Because they didn't win their division. So they're going to be on the road, potentially at Carolina or Tampa Bay, the NFC South winner, if they don't win the division.
I can't believe Tampa Bay has not just walked away with this thing.
They've fallen apart.
Wow.
As of late. They're a freaking mess right now. That division is so bad. They're both 7-7, Tampa and Carolina. Right now, the Bucs have the tiebreaker, but a lot to unfold.
Yeah, I'm guaranteed they didn't want to be playing Carolina late. They got them when it was early in the season. Carolina's played much better.
Yeah, those two. Although Carolina just lost to the Saints last week, right after Tampa Bay lost to the Saints last week.
Yeah, the division stinks.
I don't think either of those teams are playing better or anything. I think they both suck. And one of them is going to host a playoff game in the NFL.
One of them is going to win isn't that something?
The college playoff is worse, but the NFL playoff has some issues that I would like to see corrected. Oh man. All right. You want to get to the 10 most festive towns?
Yes, let's go. I'm writing them down.
Okay, I see double R in the waiting room, so we'll bring one half of Chaos Theory on here. The 10 most festive holiday towns in America, double R.
Elgin, Texas. No, I'm just kidding.
Number one.
New York, New York.
No, I'm just kidding. We'll start at 10. Most of these are small cities that you've never heard of. This is according to Zillow. They analyzed home listings featuring holiday-related keywords to rank the 10 most festive towns in the U.S.
All right.
You have a couple from the state of Texas on this list, including number 10, Ransom Canyon, Texas.
Never heard of
it. Hell is that?
I'll have to ask Craig Way where that is.
Yeah, I bet he knows where that is. It's off of Highway 12, and then you take a ride on Live Oak, and he'd tell you right how to get to it.
Apparently, they have this bit where Christmas lights is a huge thing there. Like, the whole town puts them up. People like drive by, but also people will let other people in their house to like look at the Christmas decorations inside.
What?
Yeah. Weird. Yeah. Number
that's
nine.
That's good for Marv and the Home Alone guys. Let him right inside.
Exactly. Let him inside. Or Aaron Rodgers, because he looked like that dude.
There it is.
Number nine, Shaver Lake, California. They've got a big annual tree lighting that's been a local tradition for more than 25 years.
I love those tree lighting ceremonies.
Because when I think of Christmas, I think of California. Same. Number eight, Windcrest, Texas. It's a suburb of San Antonio.
Uh-oh.
They've got an annual Windcrest light-up thing that they do, big holiday light displays. Nice. We'll go quick through these next few. Number seven, Palmer Lake, Colorado. Number six, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Number five, DeLonga, Georgia.
DeLonga? This one is DeLonga?
This is the longest one.
I don't know how to... DeHlonega.
Yeah, that's good. DeLonga's good.
Calling it DeLonga? Yeah, mine's DeLonga than yours. Number four, Breckenridge, Colorado.
Breckenridge, great ski town.
And number three, the real reason we're doing this list, Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
There you go. The little town of Bethlehem. It's kind of a cool place. It's cool. They do a lot of nativity scenes. Thus why I want to have one in my front yard out here.
Yo, explain to a Jewish guy, explain the nativity scene again for me, please.
It's the birth of Christ in the manger and Mary and the angels and the three wise men that got there late.
That's the story Jewish of the hotel, right? Where they went to the hotels, right?
No room at the inn. So here it is. I have a manger out back. Let the child be born in the manger. And the three wise men. I played one of the three wise men in my school play at high school. I was one of the three.
Everybody else sick? There's no way.
I was the guy who was carrying, I guess, myrrh. I don't remember what myrrh was. It was myrrh, frankincense, and gold. I don't know. I was cold. They didn't let me carry the gold. I was pissed about that.
Did you say you were carrying cannabis?
No, myrrh. That's what myrrh may be cannabis. Maybe right.
I might be converting again. I might be back.
Yeah, that may be cannabis. You're right about that. Yes, but I was one of the three wise men. I did not come upon or the camel, but I had a big staff that I walked in with. Not a big staff, but a big staff that I came in.
You came out of your big staff on stage.
Wow. Yes. I've got a yard that I want to do this in at some point. I want to have a nativity scene with like real camels. You know, maybe I'll call a humbug lighting to do the lighting around the house and stuff.
What role do we get? You got to get.
Oh, you're on the other side of the fence clapping at the scene.
Oh, I'm just the audience.
Yeah. I'm going to use a real baby, you know, for baby Jesus. I'm going to have like a real baby. Somebody's giving up their baby for a couple nights during the week.
A couple of nights?
In the cold.
Not just for like 20 minutes. They got to give up for a couple of nights.
I need that baby. That baby's going to be a star. I need that baby to hang out for.
Need him for a week.
I need a three-night contract with the baby, a newborn, you know, maybe a week old.
Yeah. We'll go to the portal, see if we can find you one.
The baby portal. Oh, God.
It's
got
to be Joseph. I mean, it's going to be quite the same. It's just getting those camels are the hard part.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know where they have those.
I can get donkeys. They're all over the neighborhood out here. I can get chickens and everything else to go along with it. But I didn't see any chickens at the manger. I just saw the three wise men, Joseph, Mary, the baby, and some other folks that hung around.
At a Holiday Inn Express hotel.
They didn't go to the night's inn.
By the way, Bethlehem is often credited as the home of America's first documented decorated Christmas tree. Did you know that, Buck?
I did not know that.
There you go. The more you know about your hometown right there.
Great tradition. A lot of steel. A lot of steel was made there.
But you guys are not number one. Number two, McAdenville, North Carolina, nicknamed Christmastown, USA. They have an annual celebration that apparently draws hundreds of thousands of visitors. And then number one on the list, the most festive city in America, according to Zillow, Santa Claus, Indiana.
Nice. That has to be. That's it.
I mean, you gotta get the top spot if you're naming your city after the big man, right?
Of course.
Jolly old Saint Nick. That's a no-brainer. You're cheating almost when you're doing something like
Santa
that.
Santa Claus.
I call collusion on that one. Yeah, that's good.
Santa Claus, Indiana, and they've got a giant, like, big tech-sized statue. Looks more like Sam Houston with the color and everything of jolly old Saint Nick.
There he is.
We'll be eating all the food out of your fridge next week.
We still got Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania for that big rat every spring.
Groundhog Day.
Yeah. Oh, nasty, smelly creature.
That's a part of your home state, Buck. You got to like that tradition.
I don't like that. That's a bummer.
Yeah.
Groundhog is worthless. Groundhogs do nothing but destroy property.
That's it.
And predict the weather better than you. That's why you're mad.
That's true. And predict the weather.
That's why you're mad. They do a better job of you at predicting the weather.
You guys, I found something for y'all. So when, you know, our man Fozzie Whitaker was, what was that? Mother Ginger is what that's called. That character thing. Well, I saw this last night. The great Vic Schaefer Texas basketball fame.
I know.
Look at that. Coach Vic.
Are the bills that high, Vic? Do we need to give you a raise?
Yeah.
Did he become Mother Ginger? He was Mother Ginger too?
Yep.
Wow.
Mother Ginger, Vic Schaefer with the team there. The team was there. He threw something to Rory Harmon. I'm not sure what it was, but I guess that was kind of on the outtake.
Oh my God.
Come on, man.
Wags, you said.
I'm out. Nah, man.
We were asking how much money it would take for you guys to do that. Wags said no money in the world.
Just no. No.
That's a simple no. That looks dangerous. That looks like it's up pretty high when you look at that.
Yeah. You should do that, Bucky. You're a celebrity around here.
Dude, I'm.
You said you would do it the other day. You're out.
After I saw those kids coming out from underneath Fozzie, I got a little nervous.
It's a little weird.
Yeah, those kids rocking the whatever it is. And, and me making fun of Panda Bear Lady. Wow. It would be, that thing would wheel and then fall over sideways.
There's people under that dress wheeling it out, right?
Yes.
I hope.
Yeah. I don't know how he's going to, I don't know.
It's hard to break your fall if that thing starts going over, you know?
Now that would be a sight to see.
Wow. I'd be like, what's her name? Panda Bear. If you kind
of. Ronnie, how about the sad event of yesterday with Greg Biffle and his entire family. How sad is that?
That guy there, I had the opportunity to talk to him several times. And I posted this yesterday. We rarely talked about car racing because that guy was an animal lover. Hurricane Helene. Man. Yeah, this Hurricane Helene that hit there in the Carolinas. Oh, yeah. This guy was flying out there helping people, saving people.
His helicopter.
God, just a man. That's a sad loss. Just a good man. Just a good man. You know,
an entire family.
Yeah, entire family. And a hell of a car racer too. I mean, that's the thing about him. You know, is he's so compassionate and such a humanitarian. But you get him on the track and don't piss him off. I mean, he threw a water bottle once at Wag's favorite driver, Boris Said, and hit him in the side of the head and damn near knocked him out.
Boris is still racing.
Yeah, this was in 2002, I think it was, but about Boris 10 feet was away 50
back in 2002.
Yeah.
This is so sad. I mean, it's sad to lose anybody at any time, but this time of the year for that, to them to lose their entire family.
That's awful.
Seven people killed in that plane crash. Sad. Greg Biffle, 55. Sad. Yeah. Awful. Yeah. awful, awful. 2 hours of chaos theory today, boys. What the hell is that? What's in store? What do we got? What do we got? What's coming up?
Yeah, Coach. Boom.
A lot of NFL talk. A lot of college talk as well. New defense coordinator. Got to talk about some of the schemes that we might get and what he's known for, and go down some of the rankings of the Texas defense and see if the changes were warranted. I didn't see it coming. Did any of you guys see the firing of PK coming?
Nope.
No. Pretty decent defense, you know?
Yeah. Well,
he's pretty decent. He had a really
good. I mean, I'm sitting here going over the damn ranking. What? That's eighth overall in fourth down conversions, but still he's top 20 in almost every stat. We're gonna go down with it here. But you got to make bold moves sometimes. You got to, if you're not playing championship caliber ball, you got to bring in the people that can get you there, right? And I think we were a little bit soft in the middle the past couple of seasons. We still did great, but if you're looking to carve out the edges, right, and get to the championship, you got to trim the fat, right? And that's
kind of I think more than anything that you said, they got to play more with an edge. They've got to get aggressive edge in what they do. And I know they got those crazy race drivers down there in Georgia, but that group that – where he's coming from, those guys play with an edge in every aspect of the game. They're edgy in everything that they do. You know, they take chances. They got mean dudes. And I think part of that is the style of football that they play. Yes.
Yeah. This is very much a beat Georgia move, in my opinion.
Yeah, I hope so.
100%. 100%.
Got to get over the hump.
Yeah, why is PK gone? Because he didn't do this.
The mail's got to be here. Everybody see that? Gap control. Everybody just do your job. You understand?
Do you understand that?
Oh, I can't do that. When I was in Springfield, we went to like a Dave and Buster's and we had a punching bag contest.
Man, you still feel it?
Huh?
Still
hurt. That was 4 days ago. I can't do that no more, man.
No, you can't be doing that.
We're getting Coach Boom to our end of year TSU meeting, and he's got to whip all of us into shape a little bit.
He's a scary dude. Those defensive linemen are going to love him.
You want to talk about people that can make you motivate and run through a damn brick wall? That guy.
Yeah, that's that guy.
Him and Augie on the same staff.
Wow.
R.I.P. Augie.
Oh, my God. All right, guys. Well, we'll be locked in 2 hours of chaos today. Enjoy the weekend.
You guys.
Good boys.
Later, boys. Have a great weekend.